Mr. Chair, thank you very much. And you said that you're personally very excited to chair this meeting, and we share your excitement. I can say that. And my excitement doubled when I saw Chris and Konstantin on the screen. It's not very often that you see two titans on the screen at the same time. For those of you who do not know, Chris is the leader of the US delegation and Konstantin of the Russian delegation. Mr. Chair, I would like to thank the US, Germany, and the Russian Federation for their presentation. But for this particular intervention, I wish to focus on the US and thank them for their very detailed report, even if it is only incomplete and partial, as described by the distinguished leader of the US delegation. I'm happy that the US responded to one of the suggestions made by India in 2018, where India had suggested that countries monetize the assistance and cooperation provided by them to the extent possible, both in cash and kind. $140 billion, as mentioned by Chris, is certainly not a small sum, but it is only a part of what the US provides. We are sure that this is equally true of other countries as well. Efforts like these must be acknowledged, and we hope that such efforts can also contribute to establishment of an Article 10 trust fund, which would be an important signal to the international community towards effective implementation of BWC and promoting Article 10. I thank you, Mr. Chair.